Let's try and see if we can get some details on a story we've been reporting all morning. The Department of Homeland Security says it's now going to start using unmanned drone aircraft to protect the 1,200-mile southern border of the United States along the Texas border throughout the Gulf Coast. We know about the drones, of course, being used tactically on the Afghan-Pakistan border and throughout the world by the Pentagon. Joining us is Noah Schachtman, contributing editor at Wired Magazine and the editor of its national security blog, Danger Room. Noah, good morning.
Hey, John.
So operationally, how is this going to work? Where are the operators of these drones? Are they in the Pentagon? Are they in Virginia? Are they going to be there near the border?
I'm not sure about these particular drones. They definitely will not be in the Pentagon. Traditionally, the drones are flown out of Creech Air Force Base, which is just north of Nevada. These particular ones, I'm not sure about. I know that previously the Department of Homeland Security has flown some drones out of Fort Huachuca, which is an Army base on the southern part of the Arizona border. So I don't know if these particular drones will be coming out of the same place.
And as far as the tactics are concerned, we're obviously not talking about strafing people coming across the border with these drones or using megaphones to chase them back into Mexico. I'm presuming it would be sort of air support to then spot people that then Homeland Security would send people on the ground in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've seen drones in action along the border, and basically they're used to direct resources to say, hey, there's three guys running over here, there's four guys running in this direction, this is where you need to go to catch them.
The headline this morning is that the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, approved this. How sensitive is the airspace, and how likely are drone aircraft to compete with commercial aircraft in the same area?
You know, first of all, the FAA has been wrestling with this issue for the better part of a decade, okay? So they take safety obviously very they're very concerned about it, and I don't imagine there'll be a lot of interference with the airspace. Most of the Predator drones tend to fly fairly low compared to larger commercial aircraft. And so I'm imagining there's not, I think the risk of like a mid-air collision is infinitesimal.
Well, you know, there's an irony here, though. As you know, Noah, the reason that drones are so popular on the Afghan-Pakistan border is because of the political sensitivity of having troops on the ground inside Pakistan. In a sense, there's a parallel political insecurity in the Southwest that makes these drone aircraft a more useful tool than actually having huge numbers of border patrol on the ground or building that wall between Mexico and the United States.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think also in the case of U.S.-Mexico, there's also a technological issue, which is that the Department of Homeland Security tried to build this virtual fence, which was basically a bunch of cameras on poles, which seems really easy, but for some reason they totally screwed it up and spent like, I think, $2 billion screwing it up. So instead of having the virtual fence on the ground, they're now going to put it in the sky.
Interesting. Noah Schachtman, contributing editor at Wired Magazine, the editor of its national security blog, Danger Room, talking about the virtual fence created by those eyes in the skies, the FAA approving the use of unmanned drones along the southwestern border of the United States. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.